Hello and welcome to Signal of Our Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. July has seen a powerful wave of new AI models. Kimi's K3 out of China, Inkling and Laguna out of the US. One common trait? They're open models. The market is moving past a simple reliance on closed frontier models. To assess the investment takes, it's helpful to separate two terms that are often conflated, open weights and true open source. An open weight model delivers the trained parameters to the user. You can download the model, run it locally, and fine-tune it on private data. The upstream assets, the raw pre-training data, and exact optimization recipes remain proprietary. True open source AI means providing full data provenance, metadata, and the underlying training architecture alongside the weights. Currently, all of the top open models in the AI league tables are open weight models. Meta's Llama series remains the primary baseline in the US. NVIDIA's Nemotron family has shifted focus towards agentic workflows. Thinking Machine Labs recently released Inkling, a large foundation model that natively processes text, audio, and vision. And Poolside AI is proving that smaller architectures can outperform large generalized models in areas such as long horizon software engineering and agentic coding. The proliferation of these open alternatives impacts the three core layers of the AI value chain. First, the enabling layer, compute and infrastructure. Optimized open models require fewer parameters per inference task. They lower the cost of AI adoption. Enterprises no longer have to send queries to few closed frontier models. They can self-host models on private clouds. This deployment is driving sustained need for data centers. In our view, open models expand the industry by lowering adoption barriers. We are still at low AI adoption levels compared to the total addressable market for knowledge work. Knowledge worker salaries amount to more than $50 trillion globally, and our lower bound for AI value creation. And importantly, the more competition on the model layer between and within open weight and closed weight models, the higher the bargaining power of the compute providers. In particular, those in the more concentrated parts, leading edge chips, memory, and semi-cap equipment. Second, the foundation model layer. Modes here depend on architectural or data collection advantages. Building proprietary generalized text models from scratch is increasingly difficult to justify financially, unless there's a step function innovation in AI algorithms. This is why the leading frontier model providers are increasingly seeking to work with enterprises on applications. We continue to believe that leading frontier companies will need to penetrate the application layer to gain a data and intelligence advantage. This is one of our 10 views on AI evolution that we laid out in our original white paper in 2024. Third, the application and tooling layer. This is where open architectures act as a catalyst for value creation. Developers can download weights for free or at very low marginal cost. Capital is shifting towards building proprietary workflows and deeper user integration. A critical investment opportunity has emerged in MLOps and AI tooling. Running open models locally means enterprises must manage their own optimization, monitoring, and compliance. And capital is flowing rapidly into picks and shovels of AI software, fine-tuning platforms, evaluation frameworks, and real-time security guardrails. So to summarize, the rise of highly capable open-weight models has decentralized architectural leverage of the intelligence layer. Open models are expanding the underlying demand for compute infrastructure and create long-term economic value at the application and tooling layers. Or in short, The more competition on the intelligence layer, the more value downstream and upstream. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.